today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what you need to do today, Mac? You need to go out and get yourself a ring dinger.
With a hot chiropractor.
Yeah.
Hot male chiropractor.
I want to bank that Travis Kelce is already, you know, banged 20 to 25 hood rats before he found this girl from the eBay store, which is Taylor Swift. Okay. So he's good to go.
All right. We'll have to stay tuned and see what's going on.
You heard it here first.
That's awesome. I like that.
Hood rats.
But you left 24. Home at what age?
18. I never went back home. You know why? Can I tell you why I never did?
Yeah.
It was made relatively clear to me. Chateau Relaxo was closed.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
You know, it's funny.
Hi, Mike.
The way this show works I prepare some items for discussion. Then I meet with the guys, and they give me some items for discussion. And then we write them down as a kind of an outline for the show. I've talked about that before. And then we go on. That's a little peek behind the curtain, the way it works. And then, more often than not, at least 2 to 3 times a week, something will blast into my head that I've completely forgotten. And I don't know what jogs it. That's what I'd love to know. I'd love to know what is said that, and it might even be the fact that we do a little
slate
at the beginning of the
show.
It's
that recent, like after the slate?
Yeah, absolutely that recent.
That's crazy.
And we have a lot to talk about on today's show, but I have to share this with you. The videos that I'm watching right now that I am fascinated by, has anyone seen what is referred to as the ring dinger?
Ooh, I don't know the ring dinger.
Okay.
Isn't it? It's like a ho-ho, isn't it?
No, the ring dinger is a chiropractor and a series of chiropractors. They're all over the place because these videos are very popular. Go figure. That. And Oscar, I thought of you because of your back issues, and you know, we've all been to the chiropractor.
Sure.
And we've all had good experiences and bad experiences. The worst one for me is when we used to go. Do you happen to remember the name of the chiropractor across from WJFK who did what I call the festival seating chiropractic, where everybody got to watch everybody get adjusted?
But I do remember him. He was bad. Yeah,
it wasn't bad. He wasn't a bad chiropractor. But
the setup was bad. Yeah,
setup was terrible because I don't want to watch somebody. I want to go into a room.
Yes.
And get an adjustment, or at least, like my guy down here, go behind a partition and have a modicum of privacy. He had 1, 2, 3 tables set up in a room.
It's a chop shop.
Was this the guy that also was a real big karaoke guy and had pictures of himself?
May have been.
Yeah, he had really pictures of himself in like a Neil Diamond glass shirt.
Yeah, he was kind of slick.
Yeah, he was a slicky boy.
He was kind of a slicky boy.
And he was a good chiropractor, but you're right, the setup was bad. That's right.
The worst experience I had nothing to do with him. It had to do with his setup where I walk in and they had 4 tables in the back room where they would treat you with
the electrostep.
Electric stimulation, where they put the little electrodes down on your back and it pulses.
Yeah, that's what
they would do first. And then you would go out into the main room where there were 3, maybe 4 chiropractic tables set up, and he would go right down the line and do that. So after work, go to the chiropractor in the evening, had evening hours, it was fantastic, and I hear across the lady that's getting the electric stimulation on her spine, I hear this.
Oh.
You know when people have a cold and
they're fighting it, yeah.
They sniff the snot.
Yeah.
Just continuously, as opposed to having a handkerchief or Kleenex of some kind, which, you know, hygienic people would use.
Of course.
They go, we may have worked with somebody that did that.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
It is absolutely when anyone does it, you know, that's what Kleenex is for. Get it out of there. Stop sucking it back into
your body. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
I am listening to this. They put me on the electric stimulation for 20 minutes, and I'm listening to it for 20 minutes, and I hear, then he goes out, and I'm behind in the schedule with this this lady who, who's the celebrity she most resembled? Probably Adele.
Okay.
And she's... and then
I bet Adele is a sniffer.
He gives her an adjustment, and then he walks over and he takes his fingers and he's going like this.
Oh God, yes!
And he said, "This ought to help a little bit." And she's going, "Oh yes," with the mouth just agape, with her stomach.
You're bringing back so many memories of this guy, because he would do like showbiz things. Like, he always cracked your wrist.
Yep.
Even though you didn't need it. It was like a party trick for him.
And
I like the chiropractor videos that are out there, if that's what you're alluding to.
Yeah, I'll tell you about those in a second.
Yeah.
He rubs this, then he goes over and washes his hands, which I'm watching him
that's
like a
very
hawk.
Nice.
Because I know I'm next.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, I got one of the worst, horrible colds I've gotten in my entire life. It was horrible, and it was that pig that gave me the cold.
The pig got you sick.
Got me sick because, and it can be, it doesn't matter. It can be anybody like that that doesn't practice good hygiene. So these videos are a chiropractor puts somebody on the table.
Yes.
And then on either side, right at your waist, there are two padded metal posts that he wedges into your waist, really tight, really tight to secure your waist. He then goes over, he takes a long towel, he wraps it around your neck, and he pulls, and you hear what is, and it is the, and people go, sometimes, a lot of times they laugh afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called, Oscar, it's called the ring dinger.
I'm looking for it now.
Chiropractic adjustment.
Yeah.
And it is spectacular. And Mac, if you can find
it. Mac,
you
look it up on TikTok, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
It might be on TikTok. It could be on YouTube. It's definitely on YouTube. And it is the ring dinger. And I thought of that.
Yeah, I got it. This is terrifying. This is so terrifying.
And
if you look it up, it'll come right up, Mac, on TikTok.
Yeah, it's very, very,
you love
very cool.
There's a Dreamboat chiropractor on my feed, Mike. I don't know if you see him. He exclusively works on famous guys and really attractive Hollywood moms.
Okay.
And he's in Beverly Hills because I wanted to eyeball what this guy's world is about.
Sure.
Beverly Hills.
And he puts little microphones right next to where he's adjusting. And
oh, that's weird, because I bet there are some people who really dig the sound of the cracking.
Hi, my name is Oscar. I'm there for like at least half an hour watching these people.
Everybody likes
racked.
Them. They're wildly popular.
Yes.
And they're incredible to watch. They really are. It's fascinating.
Because, I'm finding him now, as Mac is finding your ring dinger. Did you ever have the ring dinger done to you?
No, I had what it's spinal decompression, basically.
Okay.
These are all forms of spinal decompression. By the way, I've had back problems my whole life, and I can tell you, you can achieve certain levels of spinal decompression by getting a yoga ball, an exercise ball, and tractioning your back over it, or even like going on the bed, and maybe if you want to try that, I don't recommend it, of doing it. Okay, we've got the ring dinger.
Mm-hmm.
Max got it standing by. Let's see. Has that guy got a ball cap on?
Yes,
is that the ring dinger guy? Well, let's see what happens.
There's many ring dinger guys.
Yeah, there are lots of ring dinger guys. All right, roll it. Here we
go. Oh my God, that felt good.
All right. Can you find? Okay. You found the chiropractor that seriously looks like he just got off an 18-wheeler. He looks like he came out of the set of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Mike, let's find another guy, another
Mike,
video.
That's Larry the chiropractor guy that he found.
And it's just like Dr. Pimp, you know, in a way, Dr. Pimple Popper, where, you know,
yeah,
it's just
I can see
this
that. I find this more acceptable. I find
Do you ever watch the cow hooves that are...
yes, I've watched that.
That are, you know,
what
infected?
Are the cow hooves?
So the guy takes the hooves are very, very dense and can be peeled like you would peel off a fingernail.
It's
fingernail material, but it's this thick, and he will have an infection underneath the nail, which is the hoof, hoof, and he will peel away until he gets to that, and sometimes it bursts and goo pours out.
Mac, I just emailed you the, I'm not calling him the Zodiac Killer chiropractor, but there's something going on with this guy that he's got the Scott Peterson vibe, but he's probably a good doctor. So I don't know.
Thank
if that's
you for
good,
the save at the end,
I don't
Oscar.
Know if that's a good disclaimer. Do you know what I mean with Scott Peterson? Does
yeah,
it, is it still relevant these days?
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
For you kids
the,
out there,
the
Scott Peterson
murderer.
Has killed two of his wives. And is free? Is he free or is he in jail now?
Oh, is that the cop?
Scott Peterson,
former
cop.
I think he's in jail now.
He's
there's a slicky
now.
Boy, good looking guy, and then there's the cop that was a psychopath as well.
I don't think this was the cop. This was slicky boy, good looking, like he probably was in sales somewhere. Somewhere in sales.
Yeah, at WC.
Right, yeah. Now, is this going to be the whole thing here?
Yeah, okay. turn up. This right. is the.
Hey, Melissa. Oh, God.
He's adjusting.
Is that your knee in my bag?
That's my knee.
Oh my God! I didn't.
Very
know
attractive,
that.
Blonde lady.
You feel all that stuff? That's all that low.
Ow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
This creep.
I just painting too much.
Wait for it.
Okay, we're just gonna do like a little bit, like right lower neck.
Right here.
Little. He's not using it.
Oh, Jesus!
Yeah. Get the towel.
Oh my God! Oh. Wow.
Because it's there. Oh. See, wasn't that bad.
Okay, so nuts all right next to her, right?
I could watch these.
Tattoo artist.
This is so much fun.
This is her go-to. Right on.
Don't screw it up. That's all I have going for me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. This is all
he's
you
doing it differently than the ones I've seen.
Hopefully we don't mess this up.
Oh, God.
Listen.
I don't even know what's about to crack.
I don't know either.
You're back.
Relax. Oh. There it goes.
He's such a creep,
though. Oh, my God.
Right? Guys that talk
could
like
you
that.
Imagine if your wife went to see like guy like this? I filed for divorce.
Dead.
Yeah. Look at her.
Let's see if her low back has some release.
I'm sure that he needs to do that.
Oh, there it goes. That was a lot.
Oh, my God.
Look, she's just giggling.
Yeah, she's...
I'm so jealous of this guy.
She's achieving. No, I don't know. I'm
stop.
Sorry.
Well, she's achieving comfort is what
comfort.
She is. Yeah. Yeah.
He gets the towel out.
Back
he gets
well.
The towel out. Oh, here we go. Whoa.
Now.
That's it for work.
What was that? So many cracks.
He's a creep.
Mac,
a lot
if
of them
you
are.
Find one where, if you find one where they put them between two, by the way, Oscar's
between two pillows,
right. they put them between two posts and he locks them in and then he just, I mean, the sound
he
is
yanks
amazing.
On them.
Oscar's absolutely right. There are hundreds of these out there because people apparently love the satisfaction. Probably people that would be weirded out by an adjustment. And by the way, the neck adjustment is always, to me, the most
I've only had it done once.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt great, but I've only been to a chiropractor once in my life.
Yeah.
It's all been like physical therapy or not because I don't disrespect the craft. It's just, I think what I felt like was a piece of like a pastry on a pastry line. It's like you jump from station to station to station to station. I'm like, when do I see the doctor?
Yeah. Well, it is. Yeah. It's about making money. It's what it is. It is a
I'm getting frosting. I've been
first
baked,
thing they will
glazed.
Do.
Can I ask you a question?
Mac?
Sure. Yeah.
Are you looking for videos right
now? Yeah, I got another one here.
Okay, go.
Pull
here we
go ahead and pull up.
Okay.
You have carte blanche.
Now, that's the position right there.
Yeah.
Where the person is in. The legs are raised, up almost in a seated position, up down, up top.
Not all tables have bars on the side.
Not all tables have the bars also, but the ones that do, that gives you the maximum. Go ahead and roll it, Mac.
Her parents brought her. She doesn't know what a ring dinger is.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
There
oh
we
my
go.
God.
Yeah. And it really looks like immediate.
And he's a creep, too.
Is he a creep, too?
Well, I mean, obviously, okay, very good. We've got the towel. Not telling someone what you're going to do is wrong. It's Oscar, here's your Scott Peterson right here.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay, that's the
he
was
convicted.
Two wives.
Yeah,
he didn't
convicted.
Kill two wives. The cop
killed
two
Lacey.
Wives.
Yeah, he killed Lacey.
Lacey Peterson. Horrible situation out there in Northern California. If I'm not
isn't one just as bad as two?
Any
three is the threshold horrible. Of really evil.
Any okay. is horrible. So the Ring Dinger, check it out. I have no. I was going to talk.
Why
about
is it
something.
Called that? I don't understand the name.
Because it's a Ring Dinger of an adjustment, yeah. is what it is. You know,
it rings your bell.
We've got.
I've been pain free for a long time. Yeah, sort of pain free. Yeah. In my back.
Well, you lost all that weight somehow.
That might have something to do with it. That might absolutely have something to do with it.
Get skinny and less weight on your spine.
That's it. I think perhaps that is that.
Dermglowskin.com.
We're gonna do it. We have a commercial in the first break, so there's really no need. But thank you.
I was. Shannon said, "How do you sell this service?" I said, "I've got the best subject in the world." I say. Mike O'Mara, how many sit-ups have you done? And then Mike says, 0.0. And then we go, how many push-ups have you done? And Mike says, 0.0.
Rob, can I ask you a question? Do you remember when I owned a restaurant? And
I do. It was called O'Mara's.
And the guy that I worked with would always make a reference to a television show where having a look-around cafe was kind of a derogatory.
That guy was a hater. I am loving you.
Hold on just a second. And any time it would come up, there would be that comment made.
Yes.
So when I talk about my weight loss now,
yes.
Our distinguished friend from Bolivia will always reference the fact that I haven't done any appreciable exercise.
But my,
and
I see,
the thing
I see
is,
the,
yeah. he's right. I'm guilty.
It's an effective sale.
It's a shut.
Yeah, but you know
up.
What? Mike yes. wants to be the after picture, not the before. And you're selling him as, you know. You keep bringing
he
up the
is
before,
the after.
Look,
but you keep bringing up before.
We're seeing the after.
I really
right
don't
now.
Want
You're
to go
the
down
before.
This road. I really don't want to go down.
You
got to
get
road.
You on it.
I really, really do.
I'm now, not a poor.
Now that you're at home, I can't monitor your waistline. Who's going to do it for you,
Oscar? I'm not a poor guy. I'm a fine guy.
Do you find now that you're at home that you are less motivated, or perhaps? Self-discipline with food is a little more difficult.
No, self-discipline is fine. You know, what you don't know is I am still down 55 pounds from when I started this journey.
But you were like 450. That's not a lot.
No, I was not at 450, Oscar. 450. You're playing fast and loose with the facts there.
I'm sorry.
I was at 315 when I had my liver failure, and I'm now at 260. Okay?
Good for you.
And you know what? For me, that's not bad. And
but
you know,
you were like at 180 at one point.
Yeah, I was down to 92 pounds when I came back. And
waif-like.
So waif-like.
Very,
and
very.
And I'll get there again. I'll get there again.
Very, very excited. I have a question for both of you gentlemen.
Yes.
Is it just me? Rob was always talking about how he wasn't into Halloween anymore because his kids were grown and he just didn't want to do it. It wasn't worth it. I am, even though I have a daughter coming down here, I'm feeling, and I think we've done a lot of shows, and we've really done balls-to-the-wall shows here.
Yeah, an adequate amount.
An adequate amount, but I
oh,
truly,
by the way, week of Thanksgiving?
We'll talk about it off. We'll talk about it off-air.
Off-air. Off-air. We are off-air week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The whole week.
I thought you were going to make a change, so no. I'm glad to hear that.
The whole week, people. We deserve
good.
It.
My son's off the whole week, which will be good.
My son,
that.
Too. Yeah. Be good.
But my three sons.
But the point I was trying to make, I don't have the same zeal, and maybe it's because my daughter's not coming from Los Angeles, but I don't know.
I think
it just
it
seems
to
like
do,
it's arrived quickly, and
it's early.
I haven't paid attention to it.
It's almost as early as it can be this year, because it's now, you know, it used to be the last Thursday in November, quick history lesson, and then to bolster sales, President Roosevelt in the early 40s moved it to the fourth Thursday, which made it happen earlier.
Extend
for a longer
holiday.
And a longer Christmas shopping season.
Okay.
This year, Thanksgiving falls on the 23rd. That's about as early as it can fall.
Okay.
All and right. I think that has something to do with it.
Seems like we had Halloween an hour later, we're having Thanksgiving.
And also, that you know what happens is they rush Christmas. And they totally disregard Thanksgiving. I mean, I was doing errands. I was doing errands on Sunday, and every store had Christmas music.
Yeah, I mean, we put up our tree right after Thanksgiving, right after Halloween, right?
Yeah, but, so
I know that's
still,
early. I know you don't like it. I get it.
They're rushing it, and they're putting, you know, they're putting Thanksgiving aside.
Time's a fleeting.
I know time is a fleeting, and they'll start on December 1st. Also.
Do you all have your turkeys?
I bought my turkey yesterday.
I do not.
You get your turkey, you that's when you get going. That's when you're in the mindset of like what goes with and what goes without. And you also have You have a child, right? So a child, you have two children coming to your house. Rob, how many? Two, three?
Oh, I'll have two, and I think my cousins are going to come too, and my mom.
Great. So you got a full family, right?
Got a full family, yeah.
I got my brother coming in, flying in week of Thanksgiving.
You guys are into
his
it.
His wife, yeah. So yeah. We're into this. We're yeah. into this.
I don't know what's wrong. I don't
know. Maybe to go buy your Tom turkey, and that may be your. That might.
I think
be
it might
your...
be a malaise that I
do a Popeyes. Popeyes turkey.
Yeah. Like the deep fried turkey.
Well, you can pick it
no,
up.
No, no, no.
My daughter comes from Virginia, and she makes the turkey every year, and she does,
yeah, she does it perfect. That's right.
Once Connor's there, you know, maybe he'll throw a few thank yous your way this year. And,
sure. And he'll make his world famous Connor yam casserole.
Let me tell you, I know when Oscar's ultra prepared for a show because his memory banks
I'm up, baby.
Charged today. They are charged today. Anyway, it's next
there
week.
There once was a boy named Connor. He didn't know how to say thank you.
Stop. God, you're going to kill me.
That was not even in the limerick form. You can't stop do that.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
See, there you go.
Can I tell that limerick if I leave out the bad part?
Yeah.
How do you leave it out?
I just pause. All right.
Okay.
All right. And I'll do, Rob, can you do your voice?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There once was a from Nantucket whose was so long he could suck it. Ooh. He said with a grin as he wiped off his chin, if my ear was a I could it.
That's right.
I don't know why I feel gross.
Because it is gross.
Yeah, if you send me
a limerick.
If you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll send you all the words that I bleep.
The Mad Libs?
Yes, the Mad Libs version.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There once was a man named Connor who served his family with honor. How about that?
That is great. Yeah.
That subject is now closed.
Smart. Right.
I have the family coming in. That subject is officially.
They don't listen.
It is officially
Have you discussed side dishes?
No. No. Not
Got
really.
A text out of the blue from my son yesterday.
I really, says, I have to say this. I'm at my lowest today, and I really, I'm gonna get through the holiday, but I just don't want this to be. This used to be for me a time where the whole week I would start ramping up and throwing caution to the wind. I'm not going to do that again. You know, I'm paying too much money to, you know, achieve what I've achieved, and every nickel has been worth it. But I want to make sure that I am not going bad.
I'm trying to remember which is the day you take your shot in the week.
Tuesday.
Okay, so it'll still be in full force on
That's
Thursday.
Different now. I do that now, and you'll hear about it in a second.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll see. I was curious about it because all I am seeing on local news, and we will have a report in the roundtable about it, is this traffic. And it always gets me to a point where I begin to think about how we holiday in the United States and how we, you know, we're a hardworking people. By and large, and then we end up doing things at the exact same time, and I've always found that to be a little odd. Now I know yes, go ahead, Oscar.
Can I just give you just one inkling of a palate cleanser, if you don't mind, for the holidays?
Sure.
I have the 6-year-old coming to my house, and it was just Luca's birthday, who just turned 18. Luca's 18 years old, right?
Can't
Isn't
believe
that
it.
Wild.
Yeah.
I mean. I hear that, and it makes me think the clock is going so fast.
For people that have the road trip video, Luca is in the...
he's a little baby.
He's like a little kid when we're in Pittsburgh at the Hofbrau House.
I'm going to play this little voicemail from a 6-year-old to his older cousin, to his mom's... Here we go.
You're the best tati in the world.
Sorry. Work a phone. There
Happy
you go.
Birthday, Luca. Dear Tati, you're the best Tati in the world. Kiss, 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 heart, 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 heart. My only friend in the whole wide world is a hippopotamus named Boo Boo Butt.
Is that Luca?
That is Sebastian.
That's Sebastian.
Wishing happy birthday to Luca.
Wishing his 18-year-old cousin a happy birthday.
And Sebastian is how old now?
6.
God, it's like...
I know.
I don't know why. We don't think about his relatives that often, and you don't realize how fast that clock on the wall is.
He's 18, Luca.
I mean, he can smoke cigarettes now.
Yes.
I was sitting with my older friends yesterday who are mostly granddads, and they were talking about their grandchildren, and I was saying to myself, I am, you know, I'm getting pretty due here in a second. I got to see what's going to be happening. You know, you got to get married first. That's
the law, isn't it?
I didn't think I'd be that guy that would be kind of leaning in that direction with family get-togethers. And I don't want to go over the top about it, but I'm kind of going to go, okay, how long you planning on, you know, when do you want to be an adult? Let me ask you that question. When do you want to be an adult? Is it this year, next year, the year after? When do you really want to be? How about it, kids? How about it?
You know, do you define being an adult by getting married?
I define being an adult by getting married, getting an apartment, getting a condo, and, you know, and moving forward with your life, as I did when I was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. Probably 24. I'm sorry. Check that. 24 years old.
Right.
But you left home at what age?
18. I never went back home.
Yeah, so you technically left at 18.
Well, I went to college at 18, and then I was out of the house.
That, if you didn't go back, that's... I mean,
I never went back after college graduation. Mm-hmm. I never did. You know why?
Back.
Can I tell you why I never did?
Yeah.
It was made relatively clear to me that, you know, the Chateau Relaxo was closed after that. Which I know nowadays there's more, you know, that's why the Tommy DeVito... quarterback for the hapless, I love that word, the hapless New York Giants. That's why that was mentioned yesterday in Living at Home, because it's a thing for a lot of kids.
So if you were, Mike, you were fully employed at age 26 and you went home, your mom wouldn't do your laundry and prepare you chicken cutlets?
No, I didn't get that. I really didn't.
You didn't move back at age 30 and then broadcast from your house like you were a teenager and call your parents your roommates?
Roommates,
roughly 18 months while you were on there?
No. The only thing my mom did consistently throughout my adult years, she would send, after college, her brownies were so popular with the masses at American University she would still send those to me on a semi-regular basis, because I reminded her of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had a great relationship, and my mom and dad also helped me with the down payment for my first house. Would anyone like to guess what that first house cost?
My very first
house
inflation,
that I signed the mortgage.
You just gotten married. This was across the bridge.
Stevensville, Maryland, across the bridge?
Yes,
what is referred to the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Okay, carry the one...
What's this that?
I'll say $68,000.
I'm going to say $45,000.
You're both very good. You're right in the... You split the difference. It was $54,000.
Yeah.
And when I signed the down payment, my hand was trembling a little bit.
You can't buy a car for that much these days.
You can't. Jesus Christ. It's crazy. It's a crazy world that we live in. So, right, Mac?
Yeah, I know it.
Sad.
You okay today, pal?
Yeah, I just... was thinking about how much I paid for my condo.
Yeah, well, technically, your grandparents paid for that.
My grandparents didn't pay a little bit of my condo.
I love the hostility.
No, I think your parents helped on the condo, right?
Yeah, my parents helped, not my grandparents.
You know what you need to do today, Mac? You need to go out and get yourself a ring dinger.
With a hot chiropractor.
Yeah.
Hot male chiropractor.
Now we're talking.
Well, I will make every effort. I will make every effort to be Thanksgiving positive.
You got to bring the spirit, Mike.
Yeah,
I will tell you,
Oscar. Here's the difference. It's the eating. It's the eating. I can't celebrate eating.
You can.
I celebrate what happened to me this morning, where I skipped 2 days of weigh-ins because I was out partying, having a little lasagna, ba-da-ba-da-ba. And then I kind of worked my ass off on Sunday, doing a lot of physical stuff around the house. And then yesterday, kind of a normal day, where I spent a little extra time at Happy Valley in the heat. And I'm going to tell you, there's no feeling like seeing that number be the new low. When I see that, what's that?
You got a two in front of your number?
No, brother, I don't have a two in front of it. I'm well aware of that that number coming, but I hopefully will have a two at some point. And right now, getting excited.
No, I think you misinterpreted Oscar's question. He wanted to know if you were still in the 200s.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
But
yeah.
You're close to getting out.
My goal weight will have a two in front of it.
You look so skinny.
You my do. Goal you weight, but you know my goal weight will have a two in front of it.
Yeah, but like 210, right?
225.
Yeah, like you know, yeah. That's in the range.
And then I'll reevaluate at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be my I never thought I'd say that. I never thought I'd be in that world. So anyway, Thanksgiving,
but Mike,
I promise I'll be positive the rest of the week. Yes, sir.
What you need to change your focus, it's not going to be about eating food. You love to cook, and you can put your enthusiasms in making food and watching people
enjoy it. I may be affected last year. Last year was that good Giants season that we had. I may be affected
right.
by that. Oh, by the way, Monday Night Football, if you didn't get a chance. Oh, Jimmy, so sorry.
Sad.
So,
do you want to hear the clip of the end?
Okay. This is all right. Back and forth. Let me tell you what I love about Josh Allen of your Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Josh Allen of your Buffalo Bills throws caution to the wind. He throws downfield. The guy does not have
fun
a fear factor. He's fun to watch.
Fun to watch.
And does he miss occasionally? Yeah. Does he get intercepted? Yeah. But he's balls to the wall, and I love watching it because it's rolling the dice all the time. So the game last night against the Denver Broncos, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. Really kind of a poorly played game on both sides of the
fun
ball.
Fun to watch, though, for a Monday night.
But fun
to seen worse.
As the time was running out, it was 22-21, the Bills were winning. And then there was a pass interference call that put the Broncos into field goal range. They just had to get this.
And the Buffalo Bills. Wait, hold on, stop.
Sorry.
And the Bills are leading by 1 point.
Right.
So a field goal wins it. 4 seconds to go. And this is where football coaches look. I respect them. The work ethic is, but really, on those sidelines, former players, you got a few dumb guys there. You do.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
Can't all be Mensas.
It can't all be Mensas. Somebody's got to do the gladiator work. That's just the way it works. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got all these guys on the sideline. All the Denver Broncos have to do. I think it's like a 30-yard field goal. It's a short field goal. They kick that and they win it. And you got both field goals. Okay, here's the first one.
Lutz, he missed it.
Oh no!
The flag is down.
What?
12 men on defense. 5 yard penalty.
Let's pause it. So 12 men on the field.
Yes.
12 Jesus men on the field. Pop crazy. Effing Warner. You learn. Get the right amount of guys on the field. They missed the field goal. Buffalo wins.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest penalties you can ever get, and it's always on the coaches. They put 12 men. Jimmy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go, Buffalo. So Denver gets to come back now and try a closer field goal.
Yeah.
Let's listen to how that went.
5 yards closer.
Wow.
Still fourth down.
And this will move the ball inside the 20, and it becomes a 36-yard game-winning field goal attempt by Will Lutz. Good snap, good hold. And the Broncos have come to Buffalo,
painful.
And they're going to leave with a win.
That's 24-22. I'll tell
in
you
Buffalo.
Something. That culture up in Buffalo.
I love that.
Missed field goals and field goal, the whole field goal thing, they're snake bit when it comes to, to that.
They are.
So why are you putting the Washington sign up?
He's doing what set decor.
It's just sometimes he just makes me laugh being there. What the hell are you moving that?
Now you can't
I'm trying to move some stuff around.
Okay.
Yeah, better.
I don't know what you're doing with that. Are you trying to seat it the proper
Nobody
way?
Nobody cares. Yeah, there we go.
There it is. Watch.
All right, hold on, Mike. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let me.
Please. You should have seen Rob set before we got a hold of him. He looked like a serial killer.
God damn it.
Still do.
No,
act
he looked
like
much
a
better.
Serial killer.
Your microphone collection is very impressive.
Thank you kindly.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I really mean that.
How would it be a bad way?
Well, you know, if I was being sarcastic, but I'm not.
No.
Where's
now, that's
that
your hole-in-one plaque.
That's cool. Do you have a clipper
How are you,
in front of you?
You have a weird way of, like, totally under... I mean, you just observe everything. I didn't know you... Could you see that?
Yes.
I can't.
Yeah, it says hole-in-one.
He just
God
knew.
Bless you.
He knew.
Yeah. No, I read it. All right,
hold on. Is that a real plaque or a novelty one?
Yeah, it's from Spencer's.
I mean... They make you a plaque at your club if you make a hole in one?
They make plaques at lots of clubs.
That is so classy.
Yeah, I love it.
Number 16.
Number 16.
That's how old Carla was.
173 right? yards. 173 yards. Yeah. All right. One
do you
chip
still
shot.
Feel? Do you feel still feel excited when you play that hole because you knew you?
Yeah, like you
bested
that
it
hole.
Once. Yeah,
that
you
hole
own
is
it.
Yours.
I came very close.
You made that hole your bitch.
This is now really, that's never. Appropriate.
Can you say that? I don't know if you can say that.
This no, is really can. Something for me. I'm very happy
it.
With this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why isn't it hanging up somewhere prominent, like in the kitchen?
The kitchen.
I like having it in here.
Don't you tell people tell the, like that's where you put family pictures and stuff? No.
Well, I don't know. I think
that's
the
where
kitchen.
we have our Virgin Marys and our Jesus Christ and our family pictures in the kitchen.
All we have in the kitchen, I think, is a calendar. Get that.
That's good.
The kitchen is for eating, you jerk.
Is it yeah. on the refrigerator magnet?
Is it is. Yeah, it faces the family room, and we have some pictures in the family room. But there's
your
nothing
house
in the kitchen.
Is super. Rob, look, I want to say Rob's. Everything he gives off is Leesburg trashy on the show.
That's me.
But his house at home is so well appointed.
Well, that the backdrop is a monument to obsessive compulsive disorder.
It just, I rarely get jelly belly. Like,
aren't obsessive compulsive people, aren't they usually
well, I mean,
totally neat?
Some of it can be. I mean, then there's the obsessive compulsive people that like save newspapers. I'm not that guy.
But you're like a neat freak. I love it.
Yeah,
at
neat
home.
Freak. And
you're
an
a neat hoarder.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, I think that there are a lot of hoarders that if you ask them about a particular item, they couldn't produce it. I know where everything
you
is.
Know, and he, you know, if someone touches it or moves it around, I was like, this guy.
One of the greatest pranks ever is you came to a Super Bowl party at my house once. And Carla said she moved one of my CDs. And because they're all alphabetical.
Carla has
the haunts you?
Laser.
She never did, but it was enough to make me look at them all.
She gets it from her mother, and they will find the seam.
The kryptonite.
In a psychology, and they will go right for it.
We had like 30 people here, and they're all drinking and eating, and we put out a lot of stuff. And I said, I got to go. She said, what? I said, I just got to check something. And I went through, and she did. And here's the brilliance of it. She didn't move a CD.
Right.
She just said she did.
She's an evil woman. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Hey, when we get the roundtable coming up, including some great Thanksgiving fun, I'll do that for us when we come back. Yeah, you ladies and gentlemen are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. And then, big story in the news, Biden's granddaughter, Secret Service. We're going to talk to Oscar about that later in the show, too.
His
neighborhood.
Right up the street. Mm-hmm.
Really, really weird.
But he's not a person of interest.
Not at all. We'll be right back. Hey, listen, do you want to lose 21% of your weight? That's right, 21%. I have lost over 65 pounds, and I am excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight. All you have to do is click on the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. Take the quiz and see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house, just like it's shipped to mine. These are the real weight loss products, semaglutide and tirzepatide, that you've heard so much about. And if you qualify, you can get them right now.
When?
Right now. DermGlowSkin.com is where you can get them. If you are already on it, do what I did. You can show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switch. I already did, and I am still losing weight. To date, over 65 pounds, as I mentioned before, but I thought I'd mention that again.
Nice.
Go ahead, get excited, people, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life by, being our proud partner. It'd be wonderful. Sorry, that was all run together.
Oscar?
Yeah.
Now may I give my sales pitch?
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead. Please do.
If your body's been ravaged by
Rob, can
by
you fix
childbirth,
that and resend it, please?
Yes, of course.
Right, think
right,
DermGlowSkin.com. If your husband's given up and he doesn't look like your husband anymore, think DermGlowSkin.com. If you feel like one more sit-up is a sit-up too much, think DermGlowSkin.com. If you want to be happy when you walk in your closet and you want to put on your suit from 20 years ago, think DermGlowSkin.com.
I'm done with this. We can hit the thing now, please.
Oh, look, okay. There
I didn't even mention you, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was thoughtful.
Thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Much appreciated.
The Kraken looks skinny today.
He's very. That's
yeah.
Exciting.
He's got some semi-glutide.
All right, I'm done talking about it. We are ready to have the round table. The fire. I don't know if you were aware of this. The fire that forced the indefinite closure of the 10 out in L.A. in downtown Los Angeles was set intentionally.
Oh no!
And likely,
Charlie.
And likely,
he's smoking again.
I'll do it.
And likely arson. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom, citing the investigation into the cause at a Monday afternoon presser. That was yesterday. There was no immediate information on a possible arson suspect or suspects, but Newsom said the fire was set within the fence line of the storage business operating below the freeway, which was littered with vehicles, pallets, and other materials. I mean, ridiculous what it did. It paralyzed that city. Here's the quote from the governor. That determination of who is responsible is an investigation that is ongoing, and that's an investigation that can be aided by the people of the region, not just those that have been witnesses nearby, said Newsom. So sounds like maybe... Yeah, he's not specific as to whether this was a grudge that he had against the property owner there or whether somebody was thinking, would somebody be that premeditated where they'd know that setting a fire there would shut down the highway? I don't think so. I don't think it would be that sophisticated.
I don't think we have to underestimate crazy these days.
Yeah.
Right?
So crazy.
I'd like to talk to Alec Baldwin.
You'd like to talk to Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, now that he's shaken loose of that gun incident, he's probably off to other nefarious activities.
I am God.
No, you're not.
I am gone.
Do you like matches?
I do. I'm going to go down to the warehouse underneath the highway, under the 10 in Los Angeles, and I'm going to set it afire. Watch the flames paralyze the city. I am God. It's the only Alec Baldwin. That's all I've got.
I like it, though. It's very nice.
are a silly little girl. When he gets his Long Island on and he's yelling at Ireland.
Right.
That's funny.
Ireland. I like his other kids too. Turkey, Greece, and Belgium. All of his daughters. Fantastic.
Greece.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, buddy.
You guys are Seinfeld fans, right? You like the show Seinfeld. Can a Seinfeld revival or reunion exist without Elaine, Kramer, and George? Jason Alexander is the latest to comment on Jerry Seinfeld's announcement last month about something happening. He says, quote, "Good for Jerry. I don't know anything about it. No one called me. Apparently, they don't need George, and they may not need Elaine, because Julia and I went, do you know anything about this? And we didn't. I just talked to Michael." That's Michael Richards, Kramer.
Sure.
"And I don't think he knew anything about it." So that's they're kind of digging at Jerry right there.
How about you let the money train come to you?
Yeah, Jason, that's all they got to do. Yeah.
Well, look. If you were part of one of the biggest shows in the history of television and you made money and perhaps the career post-Seinfeld was not swimming along and you would welcome the opportunity to jump back into that financial opportunity, don't you think you'd probably get a little itchy trigger? Don't
Jason
you think?
Jason Alexander and, well, everyone except for Michael Richards is doing just fine.
Yeah.
Jason Alexander is the poor man's Ryan Reynolds. If you see him on the Cellular One ads, that he's for the, you know, I think it's for the elderly. I'm not sure. I see him roll
is
out
it
on
cricket?
That. He said, that's one of, I was like, that guy's making a paycheck.
It's and cricket, Jerry.
I always get this wrong. And I, you know, a local DC Holton Arms grad, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing just fine. And I hope she's battling cancer and waging that war at a high level.
Well, she's had the best
she's still fighting, right? She's still fighting.
She
on
is.
Her
but
yes.
With Veep, she's had the best post career of any of the cast. Even
she
Jerry.
Might be more famous than Jerry right
now. Yeah. Well, the people are aging out of the Seinfeld.
Well, the options they give you are Jason is trying to keep something secret. Jerry is prematurely teasing something, or the rest of the cast really isn't needed.
I'm looking for a Seinfeld prequel.
Who would play young Jerry?
When they were children, played by the original cast.
Yes.
In just small, tiny outfits.
No, Mike, well, they set it up like Dorf on golf.
Yeah. They're all kneeling down, and they put the shoes on their knees, like the late Tim Conway did.
The great late Tim Conway.
Yes. By the way, am I the only one that thinks Wayne Knight ought to be included in the discussion? Hello, Newman.
Yeah,
I really
he should
do.
Be.
But is he in
what?
Heaven? I thought Wayne Knight was in heaven.
No, Wayne
no,
Knight
he's
still
with
us.
I believe he's still with us.
I have to give my Wayne Knight. I did that simply so I could go, hello, Jerry. All right, what's that,
I
Rob?
Think Jerry is probably cooking something up like a special or something that he can do to manufacture money without anyone but himself. Could be a special. Could
with nobody?
Yeah,
just himself?
He could host it. Yeah. I mean, he's not above doing something like that.
No, I don't think that's
I think he's a scumbag, but you know, he's definitely, you need the cast if you're going to bring it back.
No, no, not if you do like the clip show where you say the best of Seinfeld. Hi, I'm Jerry, and this was really funny. And then they
this
run
was
the clips.
A clip that I had. I have the rights to it. That's what we're going to do.
Wayne Knight's still alive. My apologies.
Very good. Okay, moving right along to the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce romance. Incredible boon for the Kansas City Chiefs, which, you know, although they are such a winning team, they've never had the national notoriety that some teams like the Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers have. So they've always craved it, like any franchise. It makes the franchise more valuable.
Weren't they in the first Super Bowl with the Packers?
Yeah, Lenny Dawson, I think.
Yeah,
played
so
in
they
that,
should have. I mean, they should have a richer heritage realized than what they have.
Well, it's in Kansas City.
Well,
so moving into the area of the romance, this is funny. This is really, really funny. Brittany Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' wife, could lose her spot on the Taylor Swift squad now that some old hate tweets have surfaced.
Oh, no.
This is funny. Yeah, they're a decade old, but if we've learned anything over the past 10 years, so Taylor sad. Does not forget. Back in 2012... when she was 17 years old, Brittany Mahomes tweeted this to Taylor. I want to know when you're going to find something different to write about besides boys and relationships. That's strong hate when
that
you're writing an artist and you're doing that. The following year, she posted an angry face emoji. This is such
oh, no, BS. Not a face.
With the phrase, Taylor Swift winning everything. So she's a hater. She hates Taylor Swift. Brittany has apparently deleted the tweets, but screenshots are circulating all over the place, and Swifties are not happy. Ooh.
Yeah,
you,
I hate when the Swifties
did you think
that
this was manufactured? One of us did.
Yeah, I know.
This entire, not just this story, but this entire Kelce Swift
relationship. Oh, the whole romance.
Yes.
Ah.
But you all thought it was. One of us did.
I would.
I thought it might have been. Yeah.
Okay, that's the cynic.
Skeptical chemist. Yeah. So I was on the fence. And then I saw the clip of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Taylor Swift's performing. Travis Kelce is in Buenos Aires.
Yep.
Argentina.
All the way down to South America on the bye week.
Yes.
He was at the Stadium Olimpico, I think.
As Chris Rock said.
Did you build the Estadio Olimpico?
He put the P on the pedestal, as he should, for Taylor Swift, in my opinion.
So you bought into it now.
I sign off because the lyric that she pulled for her when she was singing, and she said that guy, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs, I was like, man.
Coming home to me, right? Something like that.
This is real, yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's the real deal. And I'm reading stories about moving super fast. And
I love it.
And who knows? You know?
Yeah. But she finally a real man.
But she doesn't have a real track record, you know? So you're telling me because
she's been dating waif-like actors with low T this entire time, and now you've got a guy who's going to take care of her.
Well, don't you think, though, that the football players have a tendency to, you know, at professional athletes on the road, kind of dangerous territory?
Yeah, if you've got Taylor Swift, I mean, I want to bank that Travis Kelce has already, you know, banged 20 to 25 hood rats before he found this girl from the eBay store, which is Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So he's good to go.
All right. We'll have to stay tuned and see what's going on.
You heard it here first.
That's awesome.
I like that.
Hood rats.
And congratulations to all those hood rats, Mike.
He walks right up to that cancel line and then he stops right there. Acceptable. Right. Hood rats. Hood rats. A new study at Michigan State found that having pets, this is fascinating to me, does not make us any happier.
That's nonsense.
Early in the pandemic, May of 2020, researchers talked to over 750 people three separate times to gauge how well they were coping. In general, pet owners said their pets were definitely helping by offering companionship and affection. But they also mentioned the downsides. Mm-hmm. Things like cost, worrying about their pet's health, how they could be a nuisance while working from home. Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. I think mine, I have two dogs, and I think it's a balance. A balance between loving the affection that I get from one of the pets and just caretaking from Sir Poops a lot. Taking my son to school, and after he's taken out in the morning, leaving feces at the front door 10 minutes after I've taken Blindy out for his morning. Well, he literally prefers now.
Mm.
He can't see at all anymore, and he prefers to poop at the door.
Well, at least he's thoughtful. He's like, hey, I can't make it out, but can you take this out for me?
It's not just the door, Oscar. It's throughout the house.
It's like putting something at the door that you want to remember to take to work. That way you can't forget it.
It's frustrating. So the downsides are all the things I mentioned. In the end, the study found it was a wash. People who didn't have pets were just as happy overall. People say that pets make them happy, but when we actually measure happiness, that doesn't appear to be the case. Their theory is people without pets fill their lives with other interests. And stuff might make them just as happy as a pet.
You're happier at home with Linus, right?
It doesn't even matter about being at home. Carrie and I went a long time without having a pet.
Camaraderie with Linus at home when he's licking peanut butter off your nuts.
Oscar. Impressive. Yeah, and I just have to remember to turn off the link to the camera.
Is it peanut butter or creamy?
What is that?
Crunchy or creamy?
Oh, it's creamy. And I put honey on it.
I'm an idiot. Mm-hmm. Honey?
Yeah.
Lucky dog.
He's staring at me right now.
He's like, when are you going to lather up those thighs?
He says, I wish this was a bonus show. It'd almost be over.
Finally today, here it is. I hold it in my hand right here, everybody. How you doing?
Thank you.
Welcome to the local news.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
AAA expects 55.4 million people to travel for Thanksgiving this year. I am not one of them. That's the third most since 2000 and a 2.3% increase over last year, which was, coming out of the pandemic.
Sure.
More than 49 million of those people are going to drive.
What?
Ooh. 4.7 million will fly. 1.6 million will get there going some other way. What?
Train.
Camel?
No, electric scooter.
Buses or trains?
Mike, do you know what they'll say when they get to their destination?
What's that?
I'm over here now.
Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Oh, my God.
That's roughly 2% more cars on the road and 7% more people in the air. So, what are the best days to leave town? I think Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
I think that would be ideal. Sure,
Unless you're taking off 4 or 5 days early, they all suck. But next Tuesday and Wednesday are the worst overall. Sunday is the worst day to head home. Yeah, the fact is, the American drone working class. I mean, what choice do they have? You have to come home on Sunday.
I like to come home from the beach on the evening of Memorial Day.
Well, technically, we don't if you work remote, right?
Well, no. I mean, what do you mean? If you work remotely, you're still going to grandma's house and then returning to your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the way I would roll if I could work from anywhere in the world, which we have in the past.
Yeah.
I would fly home on a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's cheaper. I would work for the Monday and Tuesday from the remote location and impose on my family, as I always do.
Wonderful. That's a great idea.
Another, if you're driving, I recommend this. When the kids were wee and small and we used to go to Carrie's mom's house, leave crack of dawn, like 5 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. Roads are dead.
And it says it right here. No matter the day, you might hit less traffic if you leave before 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. No. where Rob says. You want to? You're in a traffic area like 4:30
a.m. Yeah, in the drive-through at Dunkin'.
Yeah. So you get home. You're having a piece of cake and you're tired. So what?
Glowworms are in the back sleeping. You're gonna we're gonna get there in no time.
Yeah.
The worst time. This is obvious. Between 2 and 6 p.m. the day before Thanksgiving, you hit 11% more traffic than normal on the road. Then amazing how they can break the data out like that. I think it's cool. One piece of good news from the report: gas might be a little cheaper this time. The national average last Thanksgiving was $3.58. It's currently $3.35 and trending down. There you go. Let's go to the Weather Center and see what's trending on the highways today. Oh, look at that. It appears on the 10. Somebody's lit a fire under the... Whoa, look at those flames.
Oh, good heavens.
That's going to wreak havoc with some commute. On a lighter note, Brittany Mahomes says that Taylor Swift is a whore.
Michael. Whoa.
We'll be back with our Crime Knocker series.
Crime Knockers?
Seven on your side.
Crime Knockers. That's right. It's not anything that people fight crime. It's women who have committed very, very serious crimes with large breasts. Crime Knockers coming up next. You're listening to the Michael Perry Show. All right, let me see. Let's talk about Chime, shall we?
Yes,
Chime.
Please.
Improving your credit score might not be at the top of your to-do list, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime steps in with its secured credit builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores, safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments. There's no annual fee, and there's no annual fees.
Fees!
There's no annual fee.
Fees is my name.
There are no annual fees, and there is no
annual fee. There is no annual fee, and no credit check to begin. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Do it. Do it now. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account, a $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may cause a negative impact on your credit score. Results may vary.
Thank you.
So the story goes like this, ladies and gentlemen. There is Secret Service protection, not just for the president, the vice president, secretary of state, all these people. But there is Secret Service protection for relatives of the president.
Yes, the family.
Including the president's lovely granddaughter. And the story in the news was that someone, as they were coming from perhaps a restaurant at night, the Secret Service was escorting the president's granddaughter, observed someone attempting to break into the special Secret Service vehicle, and shots were fired.
Yeah.
And Oscar seems to know something about this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I've been banging the drum here about the overall rise in crime, violent crimes here in the D.C. area, up 44%.
These are the people in your neighborhood.
Up 44% year over year. Murders are up 32%. Violent crime, 44%. And then I think with car thefts are 86%. They're up. Mm-hmm. And
did you say 86%?
86%.
In D.C. or nationwide?
In D.C.
That seems in like DC. A lot. Yeah.
So when I hear Georgetown, the leafy, affluent neighborhood that I happen to be blessed to live in the smallest house on the block, and by block I mean the entire neighborhood, with a radiator that barely kicked in last night, that I don't, and look, let me take a beat here. And I know that there are socioeconomic factors at play when people that feel like they have nothing to live for are willing to take risks like this. So take that and put it to the side for 2 seconds. The idea that you would, in such a heavily trafficked neighborhood of police and Secret Service, that is very evident, would try to steal something from not just Matt Bloom, but the First Lady's family is crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy.
It's nuts.
I don't mean that because it's like, oh, I can't believe this is happening in our neighborhood. I mean that because, like, we just had a 13-year-old, like, shot and killed because they tried to carjack somebody on Capitol Hill
right.
that happened to be, an off-duty police officer.
Yeah. It's nuts.
It is absolutely, so much so that the DCPD, and I know, look, we have a national audience, and crime is up everywhere.
Everywhere.
They are giving away air tags, Mike, to residents of Capitol Hill and three other neighborhoods, like yeah. Apple air tags, to put in their car just in case their car gets stolen.
It's amazing. It's
isn't
amazing.
That wild?
It's just, it's nuts. And
like, you've got meth heads in Florida. They're everywhere. That's what I heard. Our crime is violent. At least your guys are on bicycles.
Yeah.
You know, it's the economic situation people are in, but yeah, it's also, you know, there are a variety of factors going on. I think a lot of the reason for all of this might be the separation between the haves and the have-nots. I think that's ultimate, and that's probably socioeconomic as well. Yeah. But it's a hopelessness that results in brazen crime. It's really
the
what
guy,
does it.
The guy fired his fire. I mean, the Secret Service
shots
is now
were
duty.
Fired. Yeah,
he and I'm not saying, oh my god, someone got stabbed in Georgetown during the pandemic, like at the bus stop on the corner of my street. I get the random acts of violence, but this it's not because it's Biden's family. I'm telling you, this has been happening for a while, and I've been beating the drum. It's eerie and it's weird.
The weirdest thing about it, Mike, is that Joe Biden's granddaughter is 72 years old.
There we go.
Her name's Estelle.
Yeah. Are you listening?
Estelle. I mean, when they talk about it up in D.C. and in other cities around the country, is there any hope at all of fixing? I mean,
well, they don't. I don't
well,
know.
Well, they are handing out the air tags.
Well, the mayor, remember this threshold of crime and what's considered a felony was lowered at one point.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor in D.C. just jacked that up. Like if you steal certain assets, certain products from stores, then that becomes a felony. The laws have not been translated.
Muriel Bowser.
And then the other side is this: is, you know, I look at this from a business owner's perspective. You should as well, like all of us here, in fact, where you're sitting here, you're like, you're asking me to break off 25 to 35 K a month. And this is happening. Mm-hmm. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts. I, you know, you're saying that the guy that discharged his weapon was put on leave because he fired at a guy that was not firing at him. Right?
No, I think that's just it's just protocol, right? It's
okay.
Protocol.
But I mean, it's protocol. It's not legit. If they see somebody trying to break into a car. Is that what it was? They were trying to break into a car?
Yeah, they were breaking into an unmarked Secret Service
Secret
car.
Service
and
car,
they fired at him. I guess the protocol for Secret Service protection is a little different than the average rules for a cop. Because if you see somebody unarmed that's breaking into a car, I don't think you're allowed
to also think,
turn him into Swiss cheese.
Maybe I've watched too much Homeland or the Americans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's the Ruskies.
How dare you, Mr. President? What?
I think they're bugging the car. Like they look like criminals, but
well,
they're not criminals.
It. They
like,
might be. They might be doing
things.
Something
yeah.
more nefarious
Who
than just
knows?
Trying to jack
Oscar,
the car.
You know that all the Russian spies are shacked up on Wisconsin Avenue in those unmarked buildings. That's where they are. So they can just pop out, put in the bug, and off they go. That's easy. That's where they all live.
Or it's just like Homeland Terror. You're like, this is crazy.
Well, you really feel like that, Teddy? Because I can go on breaking you up all night long.
That's it. He beat me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
I don't know why I quoted around.
I do remember walking up Wisconsin Avenue. We were going somewhere, and there are all these unmarked buildings, and Oscar would go, dry cleaner, hideout, restaurant, hideout, takeout. Yeah, that
you
was.
You can't make. I don't think you can make enough money off TV and cabinet building, custom TV and cabinet building, where the like a corner shop in the middle of Georgetown has blacked out windows that screams government office.
Yes, steel enforced windows.
Look at that keypad.
Retinal scan.
It's for a handprint. People really want their superhero movie ahead of me. The retinal scan, which is just that's the ultimate one. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. I'm here for a Toshiba.
Welcome, Mr. Bond. Nice to see you here. We got to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to the boys about two things. My hair, and I want to talk about another crime that's going on in D.C. It's missing toilet paper. Yes, that's what you get when you join us at the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. You can relive cherished memories and preserve them with Legacy Box. We love it. Safely digitize your family's precious moments. It's so easy. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS for an exclusive 40% discount. They handle over 15 types of analog media, including VHS tapes, Super 8mm film reels, and photo negatives. As the world's largest digitizer with a decade of experience, Legacy Box has helped over 1 million families relive special moments, from weddings to Christmases to beach trips to school plays, and of course, Canadian National Wear Your Pearls Day, which falls on December 15th. Get those necklaces ready, ladies.
Yes,
ladies. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 40%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS, legacybox.com/TMOS, and we thank you, Legacy Box. All right, yeah, haircut day today, and always
Oscar, it looks great.
It's wonderful. TMOS. TMOS.
That's what my stepmom Kathy calls the show, T-Moss.
So I'm getting the haircut. And I said, "What do you think?" And this is the quote from the woman who loves me, at least says she loves me.
Yes.
I wrote it down. She says, "There is nothing I can do to look good. Maybe extensions."
Ouch. Really?
Yeah.
That's painful. Was she just kidding?
I don't know.
Was there any mirth in her voice?
Not really. It was early. She was doing her work. You know.
Well, maybe you were bitching about like your sideburns, and she was like, "I got to go break my back to feed this family."
Now, I think that I've contributed over the years a significant amount, Oscar. I really, really do. You know?
Look at the
score man
sheet,
that controls
Oscar.
My world also puts my world down. That is very frustrating to me. Yes, I'm doing the best I can, Oscar. Perhaps I could do better. You know, perhaps I could. By the way, 65th birthday coming up in June. I'm doing the best I can at my advanced age. For the love
of
God.
As I like to tell my beautiful wife, and again, write the hate mail, I said, let's compare receipts. Let's compare receipts.
Mike, I think your hair is at a high point right now for you.
Well,
you can't.
Go ahead.
You can't fight any recession, and the straight back, I think, looks great.
You mean like the economy or his hairline?
Oscar, don't get involved.
I'm sorry.
Are you seeing Rob okay up there, by the way? Are you seeing Rob okay?
Yeah, the world will seem okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Just checking. All right,
but I think if you get it tidied up, I think your hair is great right now.
Well, at least I have plenty of toilet paper, unlike D.C. where they're stealing that, too.
Where are they stealing it from?
Rob, do you know about this story?
Yeah, I saw it on the news yesterday. I think it's at a CVS. There is so much toilet paper thievery that now they are putting pictures of the toilet paper up on the shelves so you can point to it and say, "I want that." And then they'll get it out of the back room.
I think if you're buying your toilet paper at a drugstore, you got a Klingon problem.
Well, Mike, it's different. It's different in the city.
You buy your toilet paper at the drugstore?
If we're running low, that's the CVS is right there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different in the city. And he doesn't have a convenient Costco where you can buy toilet paper for a year.
Yeah. We buy bulk. Rob and I
buy bulk toilet paper. Yeah, we do too. We had to buy it because we got kids coming home.
Although, bulk, I'll be honest with you, I'm toilet paper challenged because with my clear ear, which, by the way, still going strong, I do not use the same amount as the rest of the home.
One square per session?
No, not one.
Well, you just
square.
Dab now.
Probably five folded.
Yeah. I thought you were a crumbler. Crumpler.
No, I'm not a crumbler. I used to be a crinkler. I'm a folder now.
I'm a crumpler. Yeah. Oscar?
I just wedge it in there and leave it there.
All D.
Well, he's buying the cheap stuff.
It's like a bloody
just
nose.
Dissolves.
Yeah. And then I'm like,
I'll see you later. Are you brand sensitive, Oscar, when you get your
Of course,
your,
I'm a Charmin guy.
Charmin? Okay.
No. Anytime my mom. Oh, God. She's.
I'm a Cottonelle person.
Kirkland.
Am I? Cottonelle? Oh, you're better than Cottonelle.
Cottonelle Extra Clean, probably the finest product known to mankind.
I think.
Is it which
is
one has
with
the
little teddy bear? Yeah, Charmin.
No,
yeah, two-ply.
Charmin is irritates my Duke.
No,
it does. It does.
I use coffee filters.
The Duke must not be irritated.
Hey, hold on. I heard coffee filters.
I used coffee filters in college at one point. I remember that was a rough summer.
Well, yeah, in college was bad. I used to sit on the carpet and drag my ass.
Coffee filters were bad, especially when you reuse them.
You know. What is that, Colombian?
Boy, is that? Did you grind that yourself?
I'm not
yes,
kidding.
I did.
Like that's not even a joke. It was a lean summer.
Jesus, Oscar.
And my roommates were in Jersey,
they were all females. Yeah,
they're all females, and they pretended to be adults. So they had like a rack of coffee filters, and I was like, well, I could walk down to the Sunnyside Superette and buy
this
toilet
is not
paper.
Financial need as much as laziness.
Convenience. So I said, well, we shouldn't let these go to waste. They've just been sitting here for 4 months.
Yeah, but you can't.
Nobody drinks coffee.
You can't flush them.
This is a big question. Did you use them more than once?
Mike, it was a summer of coffee filters.
You use them regularly?
I'm not proud of this.
Did you bring multiple coffee filters into your bathroom?
Okay. Picture picture a subterranean apartment / basement in a home that was built and rented by the Hatfields. I kid you not, my check went to Mrs. Hatfield. And I would walk down there. It looked nothing like the nice part of the house upstairs.
Right.
And I'd have my own bathroom. And on top of it, for some time, was like two rolls of toilet paper. And that summer, I had two stacks of coffee filters. And I rolled through those.
Did the girls come back after the summer and comment on the lack of coffee filters?
Yes. Because this is when they decided to make coffee all of a sudden instead of going to Starbucks as they usually do.
Hold on, emergency call coming in, gentlemen. Mrs. O'Mara is on the phone. Oh. Hello.
Hey, spy report. Spy report.
No, I'm not done with the show yet. We're taping the show. Why?
I was just going to give you some useful information.
Really?
Oh. I bet
we can beep this out. You can talk to her now.
Yeah, it could be coffee.
No, it might be secret information. What? You're talking.
Just
I'm
mute
sorry,
yourself.
You don't
for
hear
God's
the guys.
Just mute yourself.
All right. Is it okay? Is it something I can get right after the show? Shut up. Is it something I can get right after the show?
They can keep talking.
Yeah, call me after the show.
Okay, bye. There she goes.
I don't know how you can cliffhanger your way through the show. I'd want to know.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
What is it?
None of your business.
None your business.
None ya.
None ya.
None ya who?
Yeah.
None your business.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
You made it our business.
Related
Mr.
to
Hond,
the business we've been discussing today.
Didn't you?
Oh, okay.
You made it our business, Mr. Hond, by answering the phone while.
Well, you never
our
know.
Our time.
I just
our
wish.
Time.
At a certain point, correct me if I'm wrong, Oscar, we're going to be able to. She's going to know that we're on the air, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That going to happen?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If she buys a subscription.
And also, Mike, at a certain point, she could
feeling
look at a...
Feeling confident today. What?
Mike, at a certain point, she could know if we're doing the show by looking at a clock.
This is true.
Yeah, I mean...
This is absolutely true.
Yes. So,
anyway, no word on why they're just because people steal it.
I can tell
right?
you why.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It actually goes back to that breakdown of the thievery and the crime in any major city. Because toilet paper and razors and deodorant are all resellable on Amazon eBay, and they're hard to track.
They
hard
should track. Put air tags on the toilet paper.
Has an organized quality to it, right?
Yes.
I mean, it really
does.
They're
talking about organized full crime ring,
right?
If you don't pay for the goods and you sell them, it's all profit,
pure profit. Especially if you get them on shipping.
That's. Get them on shipping. There you
always get them on shipping, Mike.
Yeah. One of these days, I'll show you my fake Rolex watch that arrived.
Yo, you got one from RU? .RU?
Didn't get a.
It's
I don't
a Rolex.
Think, I don't know if I went a Rolex.
In Russia.
Rolex. Works great.
I bet.
Is it quality, though? Is there a heft to it?
It's garbage.
Does it rattle?
It's such garbage. I picked it up. It's like the weight of a paperclip.
I don't want to put everybody's business out there, but I was thinking of you. I was in a meeting, and Shannon because she's just Shannon. And in a sweet way, she says, is that a Rolex to this gentleman that's... And I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. So in my, under my breath, right? I'm like, don't point out the guy's nice watch. And she's, and he's like, she goes, I noticed that earlier. And I, you know, she's basically like guffawing over it, or not guffawing. What's a good word? She's
fondling it.
Fawning, yeah. And he's like, yeah, like this was a present from my father-in-law when we got married.
Oh,
and then, and imagine and then that. He's like, and then he's like, and then he says casually, he goes, and this is actually my second one, because my wife actually bought me one for our anniversary. I like was sitting there and like, I was just like in awe. I was like, this is a different world. Different world.
Different world.
Different world.
Different world. Yeah. They're out there.
I don't
there.
Need a Rolex. I just want the thought that it would cross someone's mind.
Yeah.
To buy something nice like that.
I'm praying.
Can you imagine?
I'm what praying would you for
do?
That. I'm praying for
what
that.
What would you do?
I'd cry. I would cry like an infant. I would sob uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. I would sob like an infant. Somebody isolate this. If my wife bought me a nice watch, I would sob like a little baby. And I don't care if she hears it.
You do love me.
Yeah.
You really you love, do love me.
Now, my whoa. My ex-girlfriend.
Careful.
Bought me a watch that was very nice, but
is that
it was
the Breitling?
The Breitling.
She bought that for you.
Well, but she was also having an illicit affair with the WWE superstar.
Yeah.
So I think that was I paid for that watch.
Trade.
Yeah.
You think maybe he chipped in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, he might have been like, "Hey, maybe get something nice for that DJ."
Buy a Breitling, brother.
I've been treating
get him
your
a really nice watch.
Parts,
he won't
like,
even care.
Like an amusement park. So here's a parting gift.
A lovely parting gift.
Well, we can all hope.
He did me a favor. I'm better place. Absolutely. Now my current wife, my wife, has not bought me anything.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
But she also isn't having an illicit affair with a WWE superstar.
My wife contacted my daughters, flew them in for my 60th birthday. That was a good present.
Yeah.
For my anniversary, my wife got me a compact disc.
Yeah, thank you. Very exciting. No.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. I'm depressed now. We'll take a break, and when we
come
Mike, back...
Hey, Mike, are you still doing the show?
Still doing the show. Thank you. Thanks, honey. And honey, I miss you. And I'm doing well. Oh, God damn it. I'm messing up my computer now. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it.
TMLS store is next, Mike.
Yes. That Rolex. Three S's.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Rolex. Rolex timepieces, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, can't beat them. That's it. Now we'll move on to our next sponsor.
Would you recommend a Daytona or a... That's a Rolex, right?
Yep. Daytona's Daytona.
Rolex.
Yeah.
And then, what is it? A Yachtmaster?
Yachtmaster.
I think everybody poop... Does everybody
sea dweller.
Poo-poo Yachtmaster?
Sea dweller. Presidential.
Is there a diver one?
A president. Diver? Deep sea diver.
Yeah.
They're all divers. Submariner.
What's the steel one that everybody talks about? It says your entry level.
The Submariner.
Rolex. Submariner.
That's a great watch. Real, like Rolex watch.
Got the face of Sean Connery.
All steel or a solid precious metal, much more popular. Two tone out of favor right now, currently.
Huh?
So a two toner.
Two tone is.
Gold and stainless steel.
Ooh, got it.
And Tommy Two Tone released 8675309. Jenny.
Right.
Great record.
Hey,
great
if
record.
You want to get yourself a nice Rolex, go to the TMOS store. It's time to visit the exclusive source for official TMOS merchandise and fine timepieces. The Mike O'Mara Show online store. From legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs, it is your one-stop shop to flaunt your TMOS passion. And if you're looking for holiday gifts, even better, for the TMOS fan and watch enthusiast in your life, there's no better place to shop than TMOSstore.com. Even if you're just giving a gift to yourself, we got your back. We hand select everything for top tier quality and killer looks. And nothing looks better on your wrist than a beautiful new luxury watch. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you'll love. The show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Check out our new Don't Get Happy Society limited edition sticker. I love this sticker. You got to get it before it's gone because it is limited edition. TMOSstore.com.
Almost out.
The source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank
love
you
it.
For your support. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com. There it is.
The flip side.
Let's face it, ever since the pandemic and even before, air travel has become a nightmare, no?
Oh, and it's coming up on the worst time of year for it.
Worst time of year for it. And I think one of the worst things you can encounter is someone who's just not playing by the rules. Everyone's miserable, so please play by the rules. This was on a flight recently where a lady, her name is Bobby Storm, just found out before she boarded
Bobby
the airplane.
Bobby Storm, is she a porn star or something?
Mike, she's a gospel singer.
Weathercaster.
No, that's better.
Bobby Storm.
She's a gospel singer. She found out.
Well, then that's going to be offensive to her if I say.
How dare you?
No. What we're doing is we're writing
the reputation.
Slow down.
We'll get to it. All right. Yeah, I just don't want to offend anybody. That's what I don't want to do.
All right, you're fine.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
You're good.
Very good.
So she found out right before she boarded the plane that she was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. She's very excited. Mm, okay.
Cool.
And she wanted to share this news with everybody and put this video up on social media. However, everyone is telling her that she's not being right. And as a matter of fact,
What do you mean?
She's not. Her behavior is not right. Oh. As a matter of fact, what she's doing is absolutely wrong and ego driven. But for the people on the flight, what we have here is a nightmare in the sky.
Watch me bless him. So I used to sing on planes a long time ago. I just found out I'm up for 2 Grammys. My very first time, you guys. My name is Bobby Storm, and I'm up for 2 Grammys. I sing for the Lord, and my song is out on all platforms.
She's just in her seat.
We Can't Forget Them. Michael McDonald cleared it. Warren G is on the original record as well. It's with Regulators. I want to share this with you guys. I wanted to do it when I first got on the plane, but I was like, you know, I haven't done this in a while. I've gotten to the next status, so.
Are you able to be quiet?
But they're enjoying it.
Flight attendant.
So while we're sitting here, could I please?
I'm not enjoying it, so I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay, well,
That's a yes or no answer, please.
Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able to be quiet right now?
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no. I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Okay.
My instruction for you to answer my question. Are you able to be quiet?
What do you guys think?
I'm asking you, ma'am.
I'm asking you guys. What do you guys
think? No one says a thing.
If you're not able to follow my instruction, you will not be taking this flight.
Ah, okay.
Are you able to be quiet?
If that's the case, then that's fine. If you were the person in charge of it all.
I'm your flight leader, yes.
If you're the person in charge of it all, then that's fine.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
And then she went on to sing her song quietly anyway.
I don't know.
I know.
I know, absolutely.
You sit down, you follow instructions. And
I agree completely.
If it's a Southwest flight, you know, let the wackadoos get on the horn after the fact. If you're up and running, let's get moving first.
Wait a minute, though. And I'm not talking about the overall concept of telling her to be quiet. I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine, do you not think he was a tad over the top with the confrontation? That's my question.
Let's put ourselves in. I know this is actually a compelling tape because you're talking about a person of color.
Yep.
You're talking about a gospel singer.
Yes.
Right. You got religion involved.
Two people of color talking. The flight leader is a person of color as well.
Yes, correct. Right. So, but I'm saying this is why it's such a difficult subject because you're like, well, you know, this is a big deal. I don't know, and I've never felt a compelled. To ever sit in a flight and hold court with the entire plane, let alone the people in my row.
Yeah.
So that's one. Two, we've all known since 9/11, you don't F around or you find out.
Yeah, you follow the rules. You got to.
You follow the rules, and these poor people, including that gentleman that came in hot,
the guy was...
he probably has to deal with so much BS.
So you're saying you understand
I'm
his.
On that gentleman, the flight leader side.
Okay.
It doesn't
Me
matter.
Too. Me
you
too.
Gotta follow the rules.
Do you think
There's
he
so
diffuses
many souls
the
on
situation better if he's less confrontational? I think he does.
I think that we probably haven't seen the entire tape.
Right.
Yeah,
This is just from her perspective.
It might be just as
and maybe
she's
he
going
was
on
like,
on
"Hey,
on
like we're can you?" It's like the same BS when you're sitting next to someone like, "Hey, do you mind putting that tablet away?"
Yep.
Do you mind putting that tablet away? Like the fifth time, they're like, "You got to put it away. Or we can't take off."
Yeah,
right.
Well, she was completely wrong with her reaction. I'm just wondering.
And the thing that is so uncomfortable to me is when she tried to like get a mob mentality. Hey, do you guys want to hear me sing? And no one said anything. And then she puts it up on social media, yeah, expecting to be backed up in her behavior.
I didn't tell you that last year on my flight to New Orleans, I stopped everybody in the middle, and as they were getting on the plane, I was showing them my plaque. Yeah. From my own one.
As you always travel with it, right?
Right. And I said, and by the way, the Lord put this in the hole.
Praise him. Praise him. All right, let's close.
But it is an awkward situation.
Oh, my God.
I could never conceive that.
And by the way, and one more thing about her. It's fine. I said, I just got nominated for 2 Grammys. Sorry I was so loud. Sits back down. That's
very
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even that, I would have been.
Tell the world. No. That's cool.
She wants to do a lecture about it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's close with this. This is our final tape, Mac. I was at Target this weekend, and I noticed a lot of Christmas decorations.
Yeah,
and something that's very popular is sort of a modified-looking Christmas tree. They simplify the Christmas tree to a solid-looking sort of one unit. It's not detailed. It suggests a Christmas tree. Mm. Well, there was a doctor in Target. He noticed all of these, and he did a public service announcement making sure you use these decorating items in the correct way. So what we have here are Christmas decorating tips and no buts about it.
So Target already has some of their Christmas decorations out, and I feel like I should stop for a moment as a doctor and give a small PSA. Do not put this where it doesn't belong. Do not put this where it doesn't belong. While we're at it, don't put this where it doesn't belong. And this, don't put this where it doesn't belong. Do me a favor and don't put this where it doesn't belong. Or this. Or even this little one. I don't care that this is ribbed. Do not put this where it doesn't belong. Not this. Not this. Don't even think about it. Definitely not. You'll get a splinter. I just know you'll get a splinter. Anyways, happy holidays. Stay safe out there. Don't put things where they don't belong. Please. Please. There are things that belong there. Not those.
Thank you, doctor.
But I will never look at Christmas decor the same way again.
Wow. That was fantastic. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode. TMOS store open right now.
Yes.
Get your hoodies, get your t-shirts, get your coffee mugs. They're fantastic. And the stickers look great, everybody. TMOSstore.com. Check it out. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
I'll recommend your services to anyone I know who has diabetes.